Former general manager of the LA Dodgers, Kevin Malone, came to the realization that his job had become everything to him. He had neglected his family, and his son Sean had developed a serious drug problem. This is when he cried out to God, and this is the story of the Sean miracle that you can watch at our Life Facebook page. Kevin Malone is with us right now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd. It's a pleasure to be on with you and to all the wonderful Blue Jay fans out there. It's good to be with you.
We appreciate that. You've gone from baseball to seminary to now you're fighting human trafficking. How did you finally shift out of your passion of baseball into what you're doing right now?
Well, God has moved me along in different ways, given me various opportunities. One was to be in Major League Baseball, and then God blessed me with the opportunity to really fight child sex trafficking, human trafficking in North America, and I'm focused on trying to eradicate human trafficking. And then along the way, God had a great experience for my family and me, and my son overdosed, which doesn't sound like a great experience, but he was in a coma roughly 60 days, and they gave him no chance. They said he was brain dead to pull his feeding tube, because if he ever woke up from his coma, he'd be in a vegetative state. But we prayed and fasted, and God did a miracle, and he's back and doing great. And I'm just wanting people to know that God is a God of mercy and grace, and he wants everyone to know him through his son, Jesus Christ. So that's my message, and I appreciate the opportunity to share it.
Yeah. Kevin, how did being so focused on baseball affect your family, your home life?
Well, it was good in a professional sense. From a baseball perspective, is that I did have success along the way, but what suffered and what I sacrificed, Todd, was my wife and my kids. I felt like, you know, as long as I provided for them and they had the things they needed, that was good enough. And I didn't realize they really wanted time with me and to be with me. And I really had my priorities out of line. I wanted to win championships. I loved baseball. I loved to work. And I overdid it. I wasn't very balanced in my approach. And my wife and my kids suffered for it. Just my lack of time, because I missed a lot of birthdays, a lot of special events. But I am grateful that God kind of woke me up before it was too late. And I didn't lose my wife and my kids because of my job. And I'm thankful for that. So it was challenging going from being a full-time, devoted, nothing else matters but baseball, to being a good husband and father. Because, as you know, Todd, being a husband and a father is a lot of hard work, and it's not easy. But I thank God that he gives us wisdom and guides us through the process.
Mm. Kevin, take us through the process of finally realizing that you've neglected your family and that your son has developed this serious drug problem. What was that like?
Well, in realizing he had a drug problem early on was difficult for the family. My wife and I tried all different things to try to get him help, to get him off of drugs, to get him away from the people that he was running with. Oftentimes, Todd, as we know, bad company corrupts good character. So, you know, he was running in that fast lane with kids that had money and resources and were partying all the time, and that became a priority to him. So then when he overdosed, it was like we had worried that that could possibly happen, either that or get locked up or go to prison or to kill somebody because of his drug habit. But he almost killed himself, overdosed, and again was in a coma 60 days. It was challenging for the family because, you know, we just didn't know what to do. So the world was telling us through the doctors and the neurologists that he was basically gone, to pull his feeding tube. Mm-hmm. But we decided to trust in the Lord, to pray and to fast and to cry out to God and ask God for a miracle. And God is a faithful God, and he came through, and we give him all the praise and the glory for loving us enough to give us our son back and to give us a second chance as a family.
The film is called The Sean Miracle. It's only about 20 minutes long. Watch it together as a family. And we'll post a link to it on our Life Facebook page. And we've been speaking with Sean's dad, Kevin Malone, former general manager of the LA Dodgers. Thanks for spending some time with us, Kevin. We appreciate your time.
Todd, thank you very much. All the best to you. God bless you and all your listeners out there. Tell everybody about the movie. It'll be an encouragement. And have me on any time in your show, Todd. And all I got to say is go Blue Jays, but go Dodgers.